All right, Sean. So I've talked with you. This is the third time and beginning, middle, and end of this process. And now that you've had a chance to sort of feel this entire album as a whole, does it carry any kind of overall sense for you that you can articulate? Like, do you sit down and listen to it straight through many times after you guys have determined the sequencing to sort of feel how it feels together?
Yeah, I do. Once we sequenced it, actually, I listened to all the songs as a group many times before we sequenced it, and I guess there's two overviews of it. One would be thematically, and one would just be, the strength of it as a piece. And I was actually really pleasantly surprised how it held together. I thought it fared better than I really enjoyed making it and thought it was good, but I thought it fared better than even I thought it was going to. I thought it was really strong. And then we figured out a sequence, and I've listened to it, many, many times. And what strikes me too is that I don't get tired of it, which is interesting because when you make a record over a period of time, generally you do get tired of it. But maybe we've learned how to make records now. And we don't get so microscopic and caught up that we don't make ourselves insane, with details, except where we have to. And thematically, I don't know. It's kind of, I don't think it's a record I could have made 10 or 15 years ago. So I think, age has something to do with it. But, I wouldn't call it, particularly nostalgic or melancholy. It's just perspective, I guess, at 50.
Yeah, I get the sense that there's sort of equal parts past, present, and future in the songs as a whole to me.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. Past, present, and future. I think it's all there. That was the cat. Oh, kitty, jeez.
So I wanted to ask about specific songs, and let me ask you about the title track, These Four Walls. So when I interviewed you in November, you hadn't finished the words. I'd heard the track with, just sort of the scant vocalizing and the melody in there. And you said you were real anxious about, quote, screwing it up. So I wanted to ask you how that one played out, if you can describe what and how you finished the lyrics to that song.
Yeah, when I heard the music to what became These Four Walls, I just thought it was really pure and simple, and it was John's track that he'd written the music to. It was just kind of a guitar part, and I thought this is special. This is kind of quintessentially one of the things we do well, and yeah, I don't want to screw it up. It's got to, it touched me. They all do, but in a certain way, and I didn't want to mess it up. And I was at my sister's one night, and I had this idea: I'm gonna die in these four walls. Only it was more of kind of a sillier idea, kind of more up-tempo, like I'm just gonna do this and that, and it was a bit silly. But the idea I'm gonna die in these four walls wasn't. It was kind of, I don't know, my sister lives here in Austin, and I've lived here for 12 years, and I've been raising my daughter here, and I've often thought to myself, this is a good place to die. I know it's sick, but I guess so you just kind of get to where you want to be rooted, and so I did have that first line, and then it just kind of it seemed to me that everything needed to rhyme with walls, so that's a challenge, and that's what I love about songwriting. If I just had to write prose or I'd be in big trouble, but at least you have to rhyme, which limits your choices. So I had to kind of figure out everything that rhymed with walls and go from there. I don't know, somehow I figured it out.
Do you recall it as being a one sit-down workout session to finish it from that late November period when you just sort of had the skeleton for it?
No, it took a few. It took a few tries to finish these four walls. It took a few sit downs and messing with different ways to kind of say something very simple. And the little middle bits, the up on the rooftop bits, those took some time. Because I had sung kind of nonsense stuff over the music, which I do sometimes. And the Oh Can't You See that we blah, 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 to, it wasn't even to make, it was, which is at the end of those bridge parts, it was to me, and then that became to make, and, you know, you kind of want to respect the germ of what comes, how to put it, you want to respect the kind of the, what's coming out of your mouth, even when it doesn't make sense, there's something about the phrasing of what you naturally do and the shape of the words in certain places, even if it doesn't make sense, you know, that you know is working. So finding out, just it's like uncovering the right words within that little structure. So that one took some time.
After getting to know you a little bit and talking to you about your history, you know, I sort of pick up little snatches of your life flashing through this song, like the San Francisco rooftop you told me about, and, you know, maybe a mention of some previous relationships. And there was an appearance, you and I talked about your song Trouble, and then there's an appearance by Trouble in this song too, who this time seems to have been overcome somehow. Is that a fairly accurate read, or...?
Yeah, I was conscious after I wrote the line about taking, you know, trouble down, that, and that was another line that just unconsciously came out of my mouth, but I was conscious after that happened that, you know, there was a previous song I'd written called Trouble, which was sort of about embracing it, and this was sort of about shunning it, and you know, I liked that. You know, I hesitate to take these things terribly literally. You know, I mean, I still like the song Trouble and the things that it has to say. But in this song, it was enjoyable to take a sort of a protective stance about... I mean, you know, my daughter's in this song, even though it sounds like the person... you know, has kind of left everyone behind, and but, you know, I like the idea of being the and it's sort of in keeping, that's why I like the cover art, you know, it's kind of this person who's standing guard, you know, in front of their house and being protective.
Is that another Julie Speed?
No, although I think no, the cover isn't a Julie Speed, although it's certainly there's a relationship between Maggie Taylor's work and Julie Speed's, especially in this particular piece that's on the cover, because it's the landscape with something in the foreground, and, you know, there's definitely similarities. Although, if you look at the other things Maggie Taylor's done, there's still a relationship. It's kind of surreal and odd, but probably less like Julie than this particular piece.
Mm-hmm. You talked with me some about Summer Dress, and, you know, forgive my probing in terms of, you know, meanings, because I know that can get tiresome by songwriters, and I'm not looking for complete literal meanings, but if there is something in there that does have a story behind it, you can let me know, and if not, you can just say pass, but... we talked about Summer Dress, but a question I didn't ask about was sort of the Marianne character in this. Is Marianne kind of an alter ego that you're saying, you know, goodbye to? Because you talked about that song as being kind of a forward motion, possibly post-divorce song.
The thing about these songs, you know, including Summer Dress, is I rarely go in with a particular notion of what it is in my life that's started it. It's almost as though I find out after the fact. Summer Dress, yeah, I see now that it's about me, you know, and single parenthood and sort of starting a phase in my life. I don't know, where I felt I was facing a new frontier of sorts, you know. But, you know, the way these things come about is part emotion and part necessity and part craft and part accident. It's, and to me, that's kind of the skill for me of being a songwriter, because if I'm too literal, I have too strong a grip on what it is I want to say, it's stilted, it doesn't work. And in Summer Dress in particular, I think we wrote some chords for that little chorus first, and it, yeah, in Summer Dress for the chorus, I was like, oh, what if we did like Peter, Paul, and Mary did in Too Much of Nothing, this Dylan song, where there's this chorus that takes a left turn, you know, and it's like, say hello to Valerie, say hello to Mary, and in Summer Dress, it doesn't do so much of a left turn in terms of music or melody, but that's where that started, and John thought that was a good idea, so we wrote some chords, and then it became Goodbye, Marianne, you know? That was my little, you know, deconstruction of the chorus of Too Much of Nothing. So, and then I liked that, and it's like, where does that fit in this song? And in fact, it wasn't Goodbye, Marianne. It was Go Slow, Marianne, or you know, Swing Low, or something. I mean, it's like putting a puzzle together, mm-hmm. And then it became Goodbye, Marianne, and then I realized, blah, 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 you know, that I was saying goodbye to this. So it's kind of bizarre.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it really works well.
Thank you.
Yeah, no, and it is interesting, you know, and I do apologize sort of for, because I've listened to this album, you know, probably a dozen times myself now, and every time, you know, I think I've got something else sorted out about either my own life or your life or life in general, you know, it really evolves, you know, and I guess that's good art, you know, because it just continues to sort of provoke feeling and thought, so...
Yeah, it makes you think, you know, in terms of there really being a collective unconscious, you know, and if you leave enough space in the work that you do, that there would, you know, there will hopefully be more resonance with people. Because I'm sure you could point out things to me, or I'm sure things could be pointed out to me about these songs that are true about me or my life that I haven't even noticed. It's just going, what I've found is going with a feeling. You know, I mean, sense has to be made of these things. You can't, you know, it rarely works to go so far out in left field that you just string a bunch of ideas together that are non-related. Although that can work too, but I don't know. There's got to be a nice balance of vagueness and specifics.
Yeah.